Delta November 1, Echo Mike Echo. This is India, Romeo
Zulu. International Space Station.
Oscar Radio 4, India, Sierra, Sierra. This is Delta November 1, Echo Mike Echo. How do you copy, Luca?
Now I copy you clear but very low on the volume, but I can hear you.
Okay, I think it will get better. Can we start with the questions?
Go ahead with the questions.
Can you describe the feeling you had when the rocket was launched?
So when the rocket was launched, it's like a roller coaster because you are being accelerated up to 4.5 G's during the launch for 8.5 minutes. The rocket keeps accelerating and you feel this giant hand pressing on your chest. And then 8 minutes and 48 seconds later, you're floating and you're happy and you're celebrating, but for very little time because you have to start working for the rejoin to the space station.
What were your first impressions when you arrived at the ISS? Over.
So the first time was 6 years ago during Expedition 36, and I thought that it was wonderful because I felt that I was right at home because it looked exactly like I expected it with all the training. But it was a lot better because I was floating it. This time it felt different because I knew what to expect and I was ready and I was just happy to be on board. Over.
How did your family react when they learned about your trip into space? Over.
Well, I think they were happy that because they know that I'm happy about it. You know, this is the second flight, so they already have expectations about how long it's going to be before I go back and what kind of communication we have. So overall, I think everybody's happy. Now, of course, my daughter missed me, I miss my daughters, but it's part of the job, unfortunately.
Which time zone are you using on ISS? And do night and daylight changes play a role at all for your working day? Over.
So we use GMT, which is the Greenwich Mean Time. So right now on the space station is 12:05. And no, night and day light changes do not play a role during the working day, unless you're doing an EVA. If you're outside, you have to be careful about lowering and raising your visor to protect yourself from UV rays. Over.
How does it feel to float in space, and how do you like zero gravity? Over.
So to me, floating in space is like dreaming. If you've ever dreamed about floating, about flying without wings, like Peter Pan, this is what it's like to be in space, only it's better because you don't have to wake up. And I love being in weightlessness. Over.
I've heard that there are no windows in the direction of outer space. Why is that, and how does it feel like to see the stars from the station or during an outer mission? Over.
We use the space station as a platform to do Earth observation. We have many telescopes and many other systems to look out into outer space, and the space station is just not the best platform to look into outer space. That's why we really don't. But when we do look outside from the side and the lights are out and it's night on Earth and we see the stars, they are amazing. There's so many more than we can see from Earth, and we can actually see the colors from up here. Over.
The laws of which country are applicable in the ISS and the general then space? And do you have to pay tax for the money you earn in space? Who pays the wages? Over.
Wow, those are a lot of questions. So each module respects the laws of the country that it was built. So in the European module, we have the European laws. In the American module, we follow the American laws. We don't really earn money in space. Because we live here, our food is provided, our accommodation is provided. We don't really earn extra money while we're in space. So our wages are paid by the international space agencies that employ us. So for example, my wage is paid by the European Space Agency. Over.
Are there any scientific discoveries or important experiments that have been recently made? Over.
Published online every year that shows all the discoveries, all the technological advances that have been made in space, including the ones on the International Space Station. This pass is too short to tell you, to give you a list, because we are talking about thousands and thousands of applications. But also remember that a scientific discovery takes time before it's validated. All the work that we're doing right now on the International Space Station will be validated in the next years until it's proved as correct. Over.
Hi, can you see visible changes occurring through the climate change? Over.
Yes, Maris, yes, we can. We can see climate change because 6 years ago, I did not see as many fires around. I can see now that the Amazon forest and the rainforest in Africa are being burned and being turned into cultivated fields. We have seen that more and more disasters brought by natural currents, typhoons, hurricanes, flooding, all in all, more and more of it and more with more intensity. So yes, we can definitely see the climate changes. Over.
Who makes decisions regarding, for example, who is allowed to do spacewalk? The space agencies or you as the commander? Over.
It depends on the decision that has to be made. We don't assign the roles, so the space agencies agree on many things, including the assignments for spacewalks, robotics, what kind of maintenance we do, what kind of experiments we do. The space station commander is the overall overseer, and he's also the person that assigns the roles in case of emergency, and he also has the last word in case of emergency. Over.
Have you or another astronaut ever lost something on the ISS?
Everybody loses something on the ISS all the time. Hopefully, by the end of the mission, we are able to find everything that we lose because it's a closed system. But I know that there are some items that are lost on the space station. Over.
Do you think the Bosch reactor will be successfully implemented soon, and how will it affect the ISS?
I am not really familiar with the Bosch reactor, and so I don't know. But because the program has certain timings, I doubt that even if this Bosch reactor will be implemented soon, I don't know how it would affect the space station. I just don't know enough about it. Over.
What do you think about space tourism? Over.
Well, I think it's a great idea. Unfortunately, it currently is very expensive. My opinion is that there will always be professional astronauts that do the job and stay for long duration or do the exploration part of the job. But if sooner or later we have common people, common citizens coming up, I think it's a great idea. Over.
Are private conversation with your family also allowed, or do all conversation have to be carried or through the space agencies? Over.
No, we do have private conversations. We have a couple of ways to communicate with them. We can email. We can send messages through the internet, because we actually have access to the internet. But mostly we have an IP protocol, internet protocol, that let us call on the phone directly, which is very, 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 very good. We can call anytime we're free. And on weekends, we usually have some time for a video conference. Over.
Was it worth it to put so much work into aerospace now where you see the results, or are you disappointed? Over.
Oh, there is absolutely zero disappointment. If anything, my enthusiasm is increased. It's increased with experience, by seeing what we are able to do and where we are going. Absolutely, I wouldn't change anything of what I've done, and I would just even increase. I hope that every country just decides to invest more into space. Over.
What is the real thing you have on the ISS? Over.
Well, I don't know. I think humans are the weirdest thing that we have on the ISS. We have, just kidding, but you know, depending on how you look at it, you know, the toilet is really weird. Our food is strange. The way we play around can be strange, so it depends on your point of view. Over.
What do you do in order to prevent injuries, and what medical equipment do you use in the case of an emergency? Over.
So, in order to prevent injuries, we have procedures that really let us know how to work around for systems, how to take care of our maintenance, how to take care of our exercise routine. We work out 2.5 hours every day to stay strong and to be always very efficient. In case of an emergency, we have a full pharmacy up here.
Hey Luca, thank you very much for the successful contact. A lot of people are cheering here. I hope you can hear some of them. Excellent, 16 questions. Appreciate it. Best 73s. Good luck.